得胜的尊名求你。
阿门。
阿门。我们一同打开罗马书第十二章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们念最后几句话。
We are going to read the last few verses.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们念最后几句话。
The last few verses of Romans chapter 12.
我们一同来读第二十节。
Reading verse number 20.
二十一节。
21.
一、二、三。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，倒要以善胜恶。你接上。
Praise God。
我们今天呢，继续传讲最后这一段信息。
And tonight, we want to continue to read the last few verses of this chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章一开始的时候。
Romans chapter 12 when it began.
我奉上帝的慈悲，劝你们把身体献上。
In the mercy of God, I beseech you to dedicate your body.
第六章的时候是肢体献上。
And on chapter 6, it says that offer the part of my body.
做义的器皿。
Become the vessel, the tools of righteousness.
第十二章是身体献上。
And in the chapter 12, it says offer your body.
成为一个活的祭。
Become the living sacrifice.
死祭已经没有了。
Because this sacrifice has been ended.
在圣殿里面的祭到主后七十年也结束了。
The sacrifices in the temple has been ended after 70 AD.
最后一个真正实成为神唯一所接纳的祭，是耶稣在十字架上所献的。
The only true death which has been truly accepted by Christ, by God, is Christ who offered himself on the cross.
基督从死里面复活。
And he is dead, he resurrected.
还是叫我们一同一同死，一同一同复活。
So that we together will die with him and resurrect with him.
所以基督徒不是献死祭。
So we Christians are not offering dead sacrifices.
基督徒不是被杀才荣耀上帝。
We are not being killed to glorify God.
基督徒是要以基督同死，以基督同活，在义中为主而活。
But together we cry, we die, we resurrect in righteousness, we live unto him.
那就过一个活祭的生活。
Then we live a life of living sacrifices.
我们这样做是合理的，是理所当然。
And this is only but too reasonable, also is it too reasonable.
那活着的基督徒就要继续更新而变化。
So we as Christians who are alive want to continue to be renewed.
以至于我们越久越像我们主的形象。
So that we are more and more like Christ.
使人看见了我们活着就是基督。
So when people see us, not we live, but Christ who lives in me.
我们死了就有益处。
And we dead with the profitable to us.
一个活祭在上帝的家里面。
A living sacrifice in the home of God.
在基督的身体里面。
And also in the body of Christ.
在有圣而公的教会里面。
And also in the holy Catholic Church.
我们过的不是一个个人的生活，是一个肢体相爱一同活在神面前的生活。
We are not living as an individual in our life, but rather as a body of the congregation as members of church.
就要过一个呢，先认识自己，好好估计自己，不高不低，忠恳的这个信心的生活。
And also we live a life of faith according to faith in the right measure and sober judgment.
这是基础。
This is the foundation.
这个过不清，做不清楚。
Because if you cannot do this,
肢体生活一定乱的。
Then our body life will be in confusion.
所以我们不要看自己过于所单看。
So do not deem yourself as better than you should.
要照着上帝给我们信心的大小看自己，看得合乎中道。
But according to the measure of faith God has given to us, have a sober judgment.
然后就照着神给我们的信心。
So then according to the faith God has given to us,
以及神给我们的恩赐。
And the grace God has given to us,
好好照着神圣灵的引导来过一个肢体互相服侍的生活。
And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we want to live a life we minister to one another.
那这个以后呢，就给我们看见在教会中间怎样互为肢体。
After that we see that in the church, how can we live as part of the body?
又在社会中间怎样互为基督徒，与非基督徒人性之间的交往。
Then in a society, how can we live as a humankind in a society?
那么这一段的圣经呢，是超过历史历代所有的心理学、伦理学所能给我们看见的总原则。
So then this passage transcends the principle offered to us by the worldly psychology and also this world.
我们差不多用八个月时间讲这一段。
So we spent about 8 months studying on this.
到了上个礼拜我们已经提到了。
Last week we mentioned,
我们不要为自己伸冤,
do not take a revenge on ourselves.
我们的上帝是公义的上帝,
because our God is a righteous God.
当我们在世界上遇到一些不如意的事情的时候,
when we read something whereby we are wrong against,
特别是人际之间关系不公义的对待,
especially in interpersonal relationship we have been unjustly treated,
那我们的里面的义心呢, 常常会发怒,
then our heart of justice will get in wrath.
我们良心的深处对公义的要求常常会有仇恨,
and even our conscience will ask for a demand of justice and justice.
这不是基督徒应当有的,
but this is not something that Christians should have.
所以上帝说深冤在我,
and that's why God said that I take revenge,
我必报应,
and I will repay.
意思就是如果你真正是受了不公义的对待,
which is truly you have been unjustly treated,
如果有人真正用恶来对待你的话,
if people have dealt with it with evil,
那么你应当交托给上帝,
then you must commit to God.
这里不是说我们不应当认识谁是朋友谁是仇敌,
here it doesn't say that we shouldn't discern who is friend who is enemy.
基督徒他像非基督徒一样的,
for some Christians they are like non-Christians.
当他解释爱心的时候是没有原则的,
when they interpret this love there's no personal guidance.
基督徒要有爱心,所以结果分不清楚谁是弟兄谁是仇敌.
They say that which Christian must have love, they cannot discern even who is the enemy and who is the brothers.
当爱心没有原则的时候,
when there's no principle with a love,
我们把绝对的相对的分割起来,
then we confuse what's the absolute and what's relative.
我们就会把仇敌当作弟兄,
and then we'll deem enemies as our brothers.
最糟糕的是有一些基督徒, 把仇敌当作弟兄的同时又把弟兄当作仇敌,
and the worst are we Christians that we deem our enemies as your brother and your brothers as your enemies.
所以对非基督徒好得不得了, 对自己教会里面的弟兄姊妹天天相咬相吞,
and you are very well to those who are non-Christians, but then you fight against one another among the Christians.
当他对弟兄非常不好的时候,
when he is no good to the brothers,
他以为他是代天行公义,
he thought that he is doing justice for God.
当他对魔鬼对仇敌妥协的时候,
when he compromises with Satan with enemies,
他以为他是流露上帝的慈爱,
he thought that he is manifesting the love of God.
所以到了这样的一个地步中间呢,
so when it comes to this situation,
圣徒也听到, 但是没有真正明白他的生活就越乱,
the saints, the more you listen to the word of God, the more that you do not understand, then they're confused in your life.
这是许多的教会常常发生的现象,
these are the things happening in many churches.
我们不为自己伸冤,
we cannot take advantage for ourselves,
就等于说我们不知道谁是仇敌,
it doesn't mean that we don't know who is our enemies.
不是的,
no,
我们要爱仇敌,
we must love our enemies.
但爱仇敌以前,
but before we love the enemies,
你要真正知道他是仇敌,
you must truly know that he is your enemy.
这是很多人谈爱心所不注意的事情,
and this was some someone who preaches about love yet don't know.
所以因为圣经说你要爱仇敌吗?
Because the Bible says you must love your enemies.
所以他们每个人都爱,爱到最后不知道谁是弟兄,谁是仇敌。
So they love everyone until they don't know who is the enemy and who is friend.
这不是圣经的教训,
this is not biblical teaching.
圣经要我们清楚知道谁是仇敌,
the Bible wants us to know who is your enemy,
谁是弟兄,
and who is a brother,
谁是朋友,
who is a friend,
谁是反对,
who is the one to oppose you,
谁是行义的,
who is the one who ruins right,
谁是不公义的,
who is the one who unjust.
这样我们要慎思明辨,
then we must make a deep thought and discernment,
分化得清楚,
and make it clear.
共产党人他们也懂得这样分的,
you know, the communists know how to make discernment.
那教会懂得谁是仇敌的时候,
and when the church know who is the enemy,
我们是不是因为他这么敌对我, 我就用同样的办法敌对他呢?
Then is it because that he deal me in such an evil way, I want to deal him in the same way?
因为人怎么对待我,
no matter how people treat us,
是因为他的灵性是那样,
that's because such manifests his spirituality.
如果用同样的态度同样的原则同方法来对待他的话,
if I deal with him the same principle, same attitude,
岂不等于说我的灵性跟他的灵性程度是一样的?
Isn't it to say that my spirituality is the same level as his?
所以请要注意你伟人要有你自己固定的原则,
so pay attention, as humankind you must have your own principle to hold to,
因为你受过上帝的道的教训,
because you've been taught by the word of God,
你看过圣徒的见证,
you have also seen the testimony of the Christian,
你更学过我们的主的榜样,
or the more you have learned the example of Christ.
所以主很清楚,
so our Lord very clearly tell us,
谁是跟随他的人,
that who is the one who follow him,
谁是抵挡他的人,
who is the one who oppose him.
虽然耶稣拣选了犹大,
even though Christ has chosen Judah,
他从早就知道 他是属于魔鬼的。
But since the very beginning, he knows that he belongs to Satan.
从早就知道有大事要出卖他。
Since the very beginning, he knows that Judas was betrayed.
但当最后一天的时候
，But when it comes to the last day,
耶稣为门徒洗脚
，When he was washing the feet of the disciples,
他没有说犹大你不必，我从起初就知道你是谁。
He did not say that Judas, I will not wash for you because since the beginning I know that you are the one who betrayed me.
我才不要替你洗脚。
I wouldn't want to wash the feet for you.
我用创造天地万物的手来摸你这样。脏犹大的脚真的不值得。
Because with a hand that created the whole world, how can it touch this dirty day of yours?
我们的主不做这样的事情。
But our Lord wouldn't do such things.
所以在这里呢，我们知道谁是谁。
Here then we see who is who we know.
但我们怎样做，照着我们的品德，照着我们道德，我们灵性的标准和原则来做。
But according to our virtue principle and our ethics, we do accordingly.
这是很难很难的事情。
This is something difficult.
所以有时候你会听见有人说
，Sometimes I heard people saying，
我是不能做两面人。
I cannot be a double edged people.
怎样我就怎样。
I want to be such.
我生气我就表现出来。
If I'm angry, I'll get angry.
这也不是圣经的原则。
This is not a biblical principle too.
圣经在这里告诉我们
，Because the Bible tells us，
你的仇敌饿了。
When the enemy is hungry, give him something to eat.
你的仇敌渴了。
When they're thirsty,
你就给他喝。
Give him something to drink.
那么知道不知道他是仇敌呢？
Do you know he's enemy?
知道。
Yes.
你清楚知道他是仇敌。
Clearly you know he's enemy.
那么仇敌饿了，应该感谢主给他饿死他。
But they're hungry, say, praise the Lord, let them starve to death.
仇敌渴了，感谢主，我祷告很久了，上帝垂听。
When they are thirsty, you say, I pray for a long time, God, they listen to me that they're thirsty.
那就是。仇敌的伦理不是基督徒的伦理。
That is your enemy's ethic, not Christian ethic.
所以基督徒的伦理有基督徒自己的标准。
The Christian ethic have their own principle and standard.
你不可以用仇敌的那种伦理来对付仇敌。
You cannot use the enemy's ethic to deal with them.
他之所以是你的仇敌
，that he is your enemy，
因为他是真理的抵挡者。
It's because he's an opposer of the truth.
他抵挡了真理
，he opposes the truth.
你再用违背真理的办法去抵挡他的话
，and then you use the principle of opposing the truth to oppose。
那么你跟他就一样了。
Then you understand with him.
如果你跟他一样的话
，If you are like him，
那么耶稣的救赎在你身上到底有什么用
？Then the salvation of Christ, what kind of meaning would it imply?
我相信我们做基督徒几十年，很少人好好教导这个事情。
I believe that as a Christian for decades, we never taught this thing clearly.
所以到最后，我们就落在两种的极端里面。
And finally, we come to two extremes.
不是讲公义，就是什么有仇必报。
Either we talk about righteousness, we take advantage all time.
不然就是讲爱心，理由不分。
Or we talk about love, we never discern who is the enemy, who is friend.
结果就乱七八糟，糊里糊涂做基督徒一生一世。
And then all we in chaos as a chaotic Christian.
昨天在新加坡有人问这个问题。
And last night a Christian in Singapore asked this question.
有关于爱仇敌的问题。
And talk about loving your enemies.
怎样叫做爱仇敌？
How do you love your enemies?
我说你的仇敌得罪你。
I say your enemy go against you.
骗你的钱。
He want to owe you money.
必要的话。
If it's necessary.
告他。
You persecute him.
你说怎么可以这样？
How can you do that?
你怎么可以告他呢？
How can you persecute them?
圣经说可以的。
The Bible says yes, you can do that.
你牧师可以不可以？可以不可以啊？保罗说我要上告于该撒。
Paul said that I want to prosecute until Jesus.
请你注意哦，到个人的问题不能解决。
When it comes to personal problem, until you cannot solve it.
到民间自己不能解决。
When the common people cannot solve the problem,
政府就派上用场。
The government now come into place.
为什么呢
？Why?
下个礼拜我对你们说。
Next week I tell you.
政权是从上帝来的。
Because the political power come from God.
政府的存在。
And existence of government.
神的恩典。
It is by the grace of God.
最坏的政府。
And the worst government.
比没有政府更好。
It's better than anarchy.
政府有毛病
，If there's problem with the government，
政府是需要的
，But there's need of government。
政府有多少犯法的事情
？And if there are many wrongs of the government，
政府本身的存在是合法的
，But the existence of government is legal。
It is 神赐的
，Because what God has given。
那么当神看政府不好的时候
，When God sees the government is not good，
神自己可能兴起别的办法来打倒这个政府。
God probably will raise another method to pull down this government。
但是当这个政府还没有倒以前
，But before this government is pulled down，
至少有一种理想
Then at least when I do
就是做一些好事免得不大像政府
And they will do some good things less that they not a good government
还要放一些坏人免得不大像政府
And they will punish some evil people less that will look as not a good government
以下的恩典呢
And this is actually due to grace
政府存在的合法性
And that's the legality of the government existence
那么政府存在的时候
And when the government continues to exist
配件
不是突然的, when they have the power to punish, it's not
that it was in
vain. That God allowed this government to as a reward to punish.
有军队的权柄,
and also to the power of military.
有警察的权柄,
as to the police the power.
有治安的权柄,
and also the our security.
甚至有时给他有战争的权柄,
and also sometimes give him the power of war.
这一点今天不要先谈,
we're not talking about this here now.
如果有一个人太坏了,
your promise is no good.
真是你的仇敌,
and truly is your enemy.
你个人讲,
personally you say that,
讲不通,
you cannot deal with that.
教会人去讲,
when the church member comes,
讲不通,
cannot deal with that.
社团的人更加讲,
when the society comes to talk with them,
讲不通,
cannot deal with that.
他就是呢, 无论如何, 仗刺欺人,
so no matter what, they want to mountain people.
完全不公义,
and they are totally unjust.
真是你的仇敌,
and truly your enemy.
你可以 告上告到政府那里,
you can prosecute them to the court.
告到最后呢,
and you find a state,
罚他,
you want to punish them,
失败,
and fail.
结果他骗你的钱都要还给你,
so that even the money you owe, you will repay.
那我第一次在纽约讲这种道的时候,
so the first time was in New York, I preached about this truth.
有一个人以为他很懂圣经,
there was a person who thought that he knew the Bible very well.
所以就写一封信把我大骂一顿,
so he wrote a letter and scolded me.
他说你知道不知道耶稣说呢, 我的过不注意这世界,
do you know that this is the Christ that my nation does not belong to this world?
你不必提到政府有什么合法的权利,
you don't talk about legality of government.
我说好, 这位弟兄,
I said, this brother,
如果你的房子给人家烧掉,
if your house has been put to arson,
你的车给人家偷走,
and your, this car has been stolen,
你太太给人家强奸,
and your wife has been raped,
你的孩子给人家杀死,
and your children have been killed,
那你说感谢主,
you say praise the Lord,
一切都是你的美意,
everything is your goodwill.
你赞成吗?
Do you agree?
当你给人家欺负的时候,
when you have been somehow treated,
有人把他告到 这个工厂里面,
some were to prosecute that person to the court.
在法官要开审的时候,
and before the judge to start the trial,
我不知道你怎么祷告,
I don't know how do you pray.
你就祷告, 主啊, 求主怜悯,
you say Lord have mercy,
求你显出你的公义,
and manifest your righteousness.
我的太太给他强奸,
my wife been raped,
我的孩子被他杀死,
my children been killed,
我的孩子被他烧掉,
and also my
house. 主啊, 你用法官吧,
God use the judge,
把公义行出来,
so they manifest your righteousness.
后来那法官判完了以后,
and after the judge had passed the judgment,
他说你这个杀人的人,
you say you are a killer,
强奸变态的人,
a rapist,
烧掉的房子的人,
now put arson,
进监牢28年,
in prison 28 years,
那个时候你会不会感谢主?
Then would you praise God?
会不会啊?
Would you?
你会不会说主啊, 可怜他, 因为他需要, 还需要几个女人给他强奸, 因为他需要嘛,
Lord, you say that probably he's in need.
你会那样吗?
Would you say that?
你说感谢主,
you say praise God.
上帝是公义的,
God is righteous.
这个法官行了公义,
this just has done righteousness.
所以当你这样的时候,
so when you're doing this manner,
岂不证明你良心里面,
isn't it, isn't it to prove that deep in your heart you say there must be good judge,
好的宪法吗?
And good constitution,
好的警察吗?
And good policeman,
好的法庭吗?
And good court,
所以你不会反对我的,
so you would not oppose me,
因为你受过的讲道的观念的影响, 你今天反对我,
because you have been trained by such a sermon thinking, and that's why you oppose me.
但我如果有时间再跟你多讨论交通解释, 你会支持我所讲的归正神学所讲的这句,
but if I have time to discuss more on you, you know the reform theory teaches in such manner.
很可惜今天教会几十年听到没有好好听到这些很重要的原则的问题,
but it's such a pity the church has heard the gospel for a long time but did not catch the whole principle of it.
所以呢, 如果你的仇敌对你不好,
if your enemy were to maltreat you,
你说爱他算了, 不必管他了, 就让他去,
never mind, we just love them and love them.
不是的,
no,
虽然深渊在上帝, 上帝必报应,
even though advantage is in God and God will repay,
那不是说呢, 我们不必注重公义,
it doesn't mean that we do not place emphasis on righteousness.
因为圣经说,
because the Bible says,
你的善行不可给人回报,
and your good deeds should not be this slander.
你善善行不要给人回报,
and do not be defamed in the goodness.
不但如此,
not only so,
保罗说呢, 我要上告于该撒,
and Paul said, I want to prosecute to the court of Caesar.
这些都是公义的原则,
these are all the principles of justice.
而且, 如果有一天,
if there's one day,
这个法官判定你的仇敌错了,
and the judge were to sentence the evildoers,
他要认错,
and he will confess,
他要认罪,
he will repent,
那他要赔偿几万来还你的债,
and he will repay your debts.
当他那一天拿几万块来,
on that day when he take 10,000 to you,
赔偿你的时候,
to repay you,
你不是啊,
Pastor Lee,
我现在知道我错了。
I know I'm wrong.
我欠你四万的。
I owe you 40,000.
我要赔你。
I want to repay you.
你法官说要赔，我没有办法。
Because the justice has got to pay.
我赔你了。
I'll repay you.
那个时候呢
？And then,
你说感谢主。
You say praise God.
你拿回来了。
You take it back.
但我知道你家人有需要。
But I know that you need in your home.
我现在把四万再给你。
This 40,000 I'll give it back.
那才叫做爱仇敌。
That is what you mean by love your enemy.
你懂吗
？You know.
爱仇敌不是什么都不必算。
To love your enemy doesn't mean you don't count anything at all.
连上帝
，even God Himself，
他自己
，He Himself，
一定是义的归义的，不义的归不义。
What is righteous belongs to the righteous, what unrighteous goes to the unrighteous.
如果义的被当作不义的
，if what is righteous deemed as unrighteous，
那只有在基督的救赎里面神这么做。
It is only the salvation of Christ He did that.
不义的当作义的
，and if you deem the unrighteous as righteous，
就是基督为他还债了。
Because Christ repaid the debt for him.
还债等于我不必悔改吗
？To repay the debt doesn't mean that you do not have to repent.
不是的
，no.
还债等于我不必认罪吗
？And God has repaid doesn't mean that we have to confess.
我们若认自己的罪
，if we confess our sins，
上帝是信实的，是公义。
God is faithful, is righteous.
他必要赦免我们的罪
，and then He'll forgive our sins，
洗净我们一切的不义
，to cleanse our unrighteousness.
所以不是耶稣一听你死了，你天天犯罪不要紧，因为他替你死。
It doesn't mean that Christ has died for you.Then you can sin every day.
耶稣为你死了，你继续不断做强盗不要紧，因为上帝爱他。
The Christ died for you. That every day you still continue to be a robber.
那不是福音。
That's not gospel.
那是从容罪人不必悔改。
That's but to let loose the sinners.
那不是圣经的教训。
That's not biblical teaching.
为什么我若承认自己的罪，上帝是公义的呢
？What do you mean that God is righteous if we could confess our sin?
如果敢讲上帝的公义，应当接下去的一句话，必要。审判你的罪。
If you were to say that God is righteous, which means following, you must say that God will judge you.
请你注意听啊
，pay attention.
你的基督徒听到听错，常常听乱的。
Because many of our Christians hear it wrongly.
法官说
，the judge say，
什么人？
所以说，
你偷了多少东西？
好，
你做了什么错事
？What evil thing
you done？ 你做了几次的欺骗
？And also the lie。
现在
，now，
物证人证在这里。
Now we all the proof here.
你承认不承认
？To confess。
那个人说，承认。
Yes, I confess.
承认以后怎么样呢
？After that。
回家
，Go back。
哪有这样的事情
？That wouldn't happen。
世界上人比基督徒更懂得什么叫做公义。
You know, people won't know more about justice than Christians。
所以人承认了以后
，After confess，
法官就打了印
，And then you will be
进监牢六年
，In prison for 6 years。
为什么进监牢了
？Why imprisonment？
因为他认罪了
，Because he confessed sin。
所以认罪以后是受刑罚。
After you confess sin, you are being punished，
对不对？你认罪了。
You confess.
承认了
you know?
现在我定罪没有错了
Now I condemn you rightly.
你承认了
You confess it.
我定下去
Now after condemn.
请问是不是认罪等于没有罪
Does it mean that when you confess then there's no sin at all?
是不是认罪等于不必罚罪
Does it mean that when you confess you don't need to be punished?
刚好反过来
Just the reverse.
认罪表示你真正有罪
When you confess fully means that you are a criminal.
认罪表明法官罚你的罪是应该的
Meaning that the condemnation coming to the judge is right.
好当一个人认罪以后
，When a person would confess，
上帝说什么呢
？God say，
我赦免你
，I forgive you，
我不再纪念你
，I won't count your sin，
我洗净你
，I cleanse you。
你说是啊，圣经这样讲的。
You say this is what the Bible says。
但是这句话前面讲什么
？But before that, what did he say？
我们若认自己的罪
，If we would confess our sins，
上帝是慈爱的
，God is merciful，
上帝是怜悯的
，God is pitiful，
他必洗净我的罪
，He will cleanse our sins，
是不是啊
？Is that so？
圣经说什么
？What is
上帝是什么？信实的是什么
faithful,
是公义的
righteous
那我若认罪他就赦免我因为他公义
if I will confess my sins he will forgive me because it's righteous
公义为什么变成赦免
righteous why forgiveness
因为基督代替
because Christ has substituted us
所以你要知道哈
so you must know
基督代替
Christ has substituted
才有赦罪
then there is forgiveness
义的要求
The demand of righteousness
一定要成全
It must be accomplished
义的要求
And the demand of righteousness
一定要被满足
It must be satisfied
否则没有赦罪
If not there's no forgiveness
那么赦罪这一方面从神而来
Forgiveness comes from God
接受赦罪的人一定要先认罪
But the one who receives that forgiveness must first confess
神才赦免你
Then only God will forgive
所以你说的爱心就是仇敌对我怎么样不要紧反正主爱我我爱他
If you were to say that if the enemy go against me it doesn't matter because God forgiving me
公义从来不生
Because the righteousness will take advantage.
就是今天教会荒凉的原因。
And that is why the world is destitute.
怪不得牧师的孩子比别人的孩子更坏。
No wonder the pastor's children are worse than the one who was not pastor.
怪不得这次长老孩子不做礼拜，
这是长老盼望别人的孩子来做你。
And that's why the children of deacons and elders doesn't want to come to church. They desire other children to come to church.
外边的许多基督徒做生意骗钱没有还。
No wonder many Christians they cheated in the business and never repaid.
因为我们说上帝就是爱，上帝就是爱。
Because I know that God is love, God is love.
结果上帝的意义我们越离越远了。
So we are more and further away from God's righteousness.
所以我再说。
So one more time I say.
什么叫爱仇敌？
What am I loving the enemy?
你知道他是仇敌。
You know that he is your enemy.
你知道他做错什么事。
You know that what he has done wrong.
你知道他做的是违背神的意。
You know that thing that he has done go against the righteousness of God.
他因为抵挡真理。
Because he go against the truth.
所以他做了你的仇敌。
And that's why he become your enemy.
那么你呢是为了要复位真理。
And you because you want to defend the truth.
你知道他是违背真理。
You know that he go against the truth.
如果你用恨的办法解决这个问题。
If you use hatred to solve the problem.
那么你就是一个没有爱心的人。
Then you are one without love.
但是你如果用公义解决这个问题。
But if you were to use righteousness to deal with the problem.
你不是盼望他陶醉。
You are not hoping that you run away from sin.
你盼望他认罪。
That you confess sin.
改过。
You will repent.
回到上帝面
前。And come back to God.
那就有赦罪。
Then you forgive.
因为这个义的要求还是存在的。
Because the demand of righteousness still are there.
因为基督为他死了。
Because Christ has died for him.
所以你对他的爱。
So your love to him.
透过神的义来发出去的。
Through the righteousness of Christ being manifested.
这样每一个讲道的人。
So every preacher.
每次讲上帝的爱的时候。
Every time we preach the love of God.
透过上帝义去讲上帝的爱。
It is through the righteousness of God you preach the love of God.
每一次讲义的时候。
Every time we preach the righteousness.
透过上帝的爱去讲上帝的义。
Through the love of God that we preach the righteousness of God.
这样的教会。才会兴旺起来。
Then this kind of church will revive.
才不会衰败下去。
Then it will not also fail.
这几年美国宗教界闹得最害羞的事情。
And also today the most shameful thing happening in American churches.
就是天主教的神父他们怎么玩弄怎么欺负怎么强奸那些男孩子。
Also this, the father of the Catholic Church has sexually, abused these people.
然后怎么办呢？
Then what do you
say? 为了主的名遮盖罪，遮盖罪。
So in the name of God, we want to cover it.
我们要有爱心，有爱心。
We must have love.
有爱心遮盖罪恶吗？
We want to love, we want to cover sins.
不是如此。
No.
结果呢，这个 Boston 的主教不得不承认，他们盼望用6500万美金来使这些人闭口不告他们。
So this Archbishop of Boston, they want to spend $6.5 billion to cover these people to shut up.
我不一点不用任何的机会来消灭或者来羞辱天主教。
I will not use any opportunity to put the shame to the Catholics.
因为我老实讲
，truly，
美国45000个神父
，and about 45,000 of the fathers in America
有这种困难的神父
，and the father with such problems
不到。300人
less than 300.
所以不应当因为这些的死苍蝇
so we shouldn't because of the dead flies
使整瓶的香膏发臭我们就骂这个香膏本来是臭的
and cause a bad odor in this fragrance
这些人是害群之马
these people are no good to the group
我要告诉你是什么呢
what I'm going to say is
用这样的办法遮盖罪恶是不对
but using this way to cover up sin is not right
因为神是义的
Because God is righteous God.
因为神是爱啊。
Because God is love, you say.
神不爱罪恶啊。
God doesn't love sin.
神是审判罪恶。
God wants to judge sin.
神是要消灭罪恶的。
God wants to abolish sin.
神是爱罪的。
God loves sinners.
所以我们应当分得很清楚。
So you must make a discernment.
你把这个原则弄清楚了以后。
When you're clear with this principle.
你再回到今天。
Then you come back to today's meeting.
今天这句话说什么呢
？What did he say?
所以
，Therefore，
你的仇敌如果饿了
，If your enemies are hungry，
你给他吃。
Feed them.
如果渴了
If you're thirsty,
你给他喝
Give them something to drink.
你不要为恶所胜
Do not be overcome by evil.
你要以善胜恶
But overcome evil with good.
这里有两大范围的问题
So these are two spheres of thought.
第一个范围
The first
是吃喝的问题
Talk about eating and drinking.
第二个范围
The second
是善恶的问题
Talk about good and evil.
吃喝问题
And the problem of eating and drinking
是人身体的需要
It is our physical need.
善恶问题
AndTalking about good and evil,
神性跟人按神形象而造的这个道德本能的问题。
It is the basic ethical nature of man who is created after the image of God.
你的仇敌以罪恶 抵挡了神。
If your enemy is using this evil to go to God,
犯了问题还没有解决。
So before you solve the problem, good and evil.
但你的仇敌有吃喝的需要。
But when they have the need of physical need.
现在他又有这个身体的问题。
And they have a bodily need.
他身体吃喝的问题怎么办呢？
How to solve a bodily need of drinking and eating?
基于人道，你要给他。
According to humanity, you must feed them.
犯了问题要靠着主的能力去解决。
But as a good and evil is dependent on God to solve it.
仇敌啊，你渴的时候。
Enemies, when you are hungry.
我给你喝。
I will give you something to drink when you are thirsty.
你饿的时候。
When you are hungry.
我给你吃。
I'll feed you.
因为我是人。
Because I'm a man.
我知道一个人怎么坏，他还是需要吃东西。
I don't know, no matter how bad a person is, still need food.
一个人饿的时候。
When you get hungry.
我一定需要吃东西。
Surely you must eat something.
所以我给你吃。
So I feed you.
给你喝。
Or give you something.
我是人，你是人。
Because I'm a man, you are a man.
我有人道的责任。
So I have the responsibility coming to humanity.
我人与人之间关怀，这是我的责任。
So interpersonal care is my responsibility.
但我不赞成你做错事。
But I do not agree that you do wrong thing.
这个你分清楚了。
When they make a discernment,
你明白吗？
Understand?
这一个圣经很清楚的。
The Bible very clearly
says, 仇敌饿了。
When the enemies are hungry,
哦，你说主啊，给他死吧。
Say, God, let him die.
让他饿的半死最好的。
So that he is starved to death.
这就是主，你是公义的主。
God, you are righteous God.
你真的是为我伸冤的主。
Truly, you take offense for me.
因为上一节才说吗？
Because this the last verse just say,
圣殿在我，
我必报应， I'll repay.
怪不得你给他饿死。
That's why he's
good. 很好，很好。
It's good, it's good.
上帝说圣殿在我，
God said that I will take advantage.
我必报应，
I will repay.
但是他饿，你给他吃。主啊，你说什么？
But when they are angry, feed him. What do you are saying, God?
你已经报应他，叫我给他吃，以后他吃饱了又在做坏事。
You will repay him. How can you ask me to feed him so that he's fed and do evil things?
这圣经前后都矛盾吗？
They are contradicting yourself, God.
不是，不是。
No.
圣经不像你所想象那样容易解释。
The Bible is not as what you think, so easily to be expounded.
圣经也不像你所想象那样难懂。
Not as what you think, so difficult to understand.
你之所以永远不懂。
It's because you continually do not understand.
因为你没有真心追求要真明白。
Because you do not truly want to seek for understanding.
我告诉你，不但你不追求真明白。
Not only you do not want to seek it.
很多神学院的学生没有真正追求明白真理。
Many of the seminarians do not also seek to understand.
你说他不是为什么你敢讲这句话？
You say how do you start to say that?
因为发现很多的神学院毕业了以后乱讲圣经嘛。
Because
表示他们有好处。
I find that many graduates from the seminary they do not expound the Bible well even after they graduated.
为什么敢这么讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为他们解经的时候。
Because when they read the Bible,
像那些不书不求神解的人。
And like those who read without understanding.
随便读一两节就乱讲他的经验，乱讲世间的故事。
They simply read of one or two verses and continue to preach their own story and never interpret the word of God.
将太这么弱。
So such a weakness of prophet.
听众不明白上帝。
And also the audience do not understand the word of God.
更没有办法行出来。
And all the more they cannot be the doer of the word.
教会的见证在非基督徒的眼中是何等可怜的。
And that's why today the testimony of the church before the eyes of the pagans is so weak.
你说为什么读神学的人都不追求真正明白圣经？
Why is that those who are seminarians do not seek diligently the word of God?
因为他们赶着快快修完的学位。
Because they just want to complete the credit.
快快把他们的学分做完了。
And accumulate their credit and assignments.
这种人会明白真理。
And would they understand the truth?
我告诉你。
I tell you.
如果苏格拉底没有死，
If Socrates hasn't died,
柏拉图一定不离开他。
Plato will not leave him.
柏拉图离开苏格拉底的时候。
Plato, when he was leaving Socrates,
他那个时候已经28岁。
He was 28.
他到底在苏格拉底下面读书读几年？
How many years he studied under this Socrates?
读八年。
8 years?
为什么八年还不毕业 ？IQ low?
Why 8 years still not graduating? Is IQ so low?
读了八年还不要毕业
？8 years still not graduating?
谁敢说柏拉图 IQ low？
Who dare to say that Plato is low IQ?
不可能的。
It's not possible.
我相信他阿里斯多德跟苏格拉底三个人头脑是全世界所有人想过的所有的问题都曾经在这三个人脑里面闪过。
I believe that the mind of Aristotle and also the Plato and also Socrates, all the thinking putting together the world, they have thought through.
Three brains contains all things thought by all people of all time in the history of mankind.
那么这三个人的头脑呢，在全世界里面历世历代以来里面，他们都思想过了。
为什么他不走呢
？Why is he not leaving？
因为他说我还可以从老师学到东西，我不可以。
Because he said that I can still learn things from my master, I cannot leave him.
再几年吧
，few more years.
再挖吧
，few few more years.
老师头脑的东西都挖出来。
And all the thing in my master's mind, I want to dig it out.
原来前天又听见一句从前没有听过他讲的。
So he still heard something he hadn't heard before.
哇，这么好。
So good.
为了后来为什么他走呢
？Why is that later he left?
他讲一句话。
He said,
老师死了。
My master has died.
我老师是给人弄死的。
My master has been murdered.
他们逼他死的。
They want to murder him.
我要走。
I must leave.
我不让雅典人有第二次机会杀死天才。
So that the Athens wouldn't have the second chance to kill a genius.
他的意思呢？
Means,
我是天才。
I'm a genius.
我在你们在那边给他弄死。
If I stay there, I'll be killed too.
那么世界就少了一个才了。
Then there will be less one genius.
为世界上的保留一个才，我跑吧。
And because of the world, I want to conserve this a genius.
这种学生我看过没有呢？
Have I seen this student?
我一生看过两次。
I saw twice.
有一个学生对我说。
There was one student told me.
他们说我毕业了。
Reverend Tang, I've graduated.
可以不可以让我在学校多留一年？
Can I continue one more year in the school?
我说毕业走了吧。
I say, graduate, you better go.
你毕业还在这里做什么？
Why do you want to stay back?
他说我走了以后呢？
They say after I left.
我没有办法像这里每天可以在图书馆找一些好的东西在进行。
There's no way I can still stay in the library and to continue.
请求给我机会。
Let me have this chance.
再一年。
One more year.
我吸收多一点才出去做什么
？Learn more than I go into the Word of God.
哇，我感动了，眼泪差不多。
So I was so touched.
每一个人快快毕业，最好。不必读书买一个文凭告诉他我是有学位的人
so there are many people who want to take a shortcut and want to just earn a degree with money
后来我看到有这样的学生、啊、
but I see this kind of student
非常受感
I was so touched
另外一个学生
and one more student
他对我说
he told me
我很怕上工厂
I'm afraid to go to the field
所以我要多祷告
so I want to pray more
多追求
seek more
他牧师你的课我从头每一次再上一次
And Reverend Tong, your classes, I want to try one more time.
他说你已经明白，你考得很好的分数。
I see that you understood all your good marks.
他说不，
你 know.
我第一次要明白课这个课题的内容。
The first time I want to understand what is the content of this.
我要再读一次。
And one more time, I study.
要知道明白这些内容所需要的精神跟工作的态度。
To understand the spirit and also the attitude of working in that sermon.
我很受感动。
I was so touched.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
孔子死了以后
Confucius after he died.
70个学生
72 disciples had.
他们不要回家
They don't want to leave.
不要走
They don't want to leave.
他们就在他棺材旁边
And there surrounding the tomb.
在坟墓旁边
Surrounding the tomb.
他们围绕一年
One year.
在一年中间
In that one year.
彼此提醒
They want to remind each other.
老师还讲过什么
The master what has he said?
你记得还有什么没有留下来
Do you remember what he has said?
是的我记得那一天他还讲这个事情
Yes on that day he said this I want to keep it record.
一年完了以后
After one year.
大家告别的时候很痛苦
When they bid farewell they feel so sorrowful.
就离开了
And they left.
有一个
One.
他不要走
He doesn't want to go.
他说我要再等两年
Two more years on the
stage. 在坟墓旁边，在想我老师讲过什么话。
Beside the tomb, I want to meditate what my master has said.
这些人的
and these people
是真理的学生
are the student of truth.
大师的学生
and also the master's
student. 不是小人
not a small man.
只求一张文凭
only seek for a diploma.
表示自己不错
and thought that it's not too bad.
圆头变成方头
but then he had the mortar.
然后看自己比别人更厉害
and thought it's better than others.
我告诉你，所以老孔子怎么说呢？
You know what Confucius said?
小人为己求学。
Those lowly people seek not for themselves.
但是一个君子不是如此。
But a gentleman is not so.
君子求自己，小人求诸人。
And also this, the gentleman want to improve themselves, but this, the
小人是为学者，是不是为己？
They are not seeking for themselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers,
我们为什么追求？
Why is that we are seeking?
我常对我的学生说
Many times I tell my students,
有学问没有学位。
He who is have good knowledge but without the degree.
另外有学位没有学问是不一样。
And those of degree without this knowledge are different.
如果一个人有学问没有学位
If a person with a knowledge without the degree,
可惜一点点。
Well, it's a bit impeded.
可惜什么呢？
What's that?
就可惜没有学位。
He doesn't have a degree.
有学问没有学位。可惜一点点
If you have a knowledge without a degree It's a little bit impeding
但是呢
But then
有学位没有学问害羞一大堆
You have the degree But without a knowledge It's so shameful
好现在跟我讲好不好一二三有学问没有学位可惜一点点有学位没有学问害羞一大堆你听懂就好了
If you understand it's good
我很 appreciate 你们
I appreciate you
你们三四年每个礼拜这样听
For 4 years, you've been sitting here to listen.
我不给你学位。
I'm not giving you a degree.
我的学制。
Even
我做的工作。
My work.
我办的学校。
and my school.
学位一定比学问更不重要。
Degree is less important than knowledge.
But 我也知道
I know.
很多人办的学校
A lot of people
学位一定比学问更重要。
Degree is more important than knowledge.
你们这样听四年。
If you were to listen in this manner for 4 years,
你们没有带到什么学位。
You don't have any degree.
你真正把这些每个礼拜听的吸收进去。
But when you absorb everything they listen every week,
你得到的不是普通的。
What you have acquired is not a common knowledge.
Amen. 我教会一个会友。
One of my members of the church
买了16本的希伯来书的注释。
He has brought 16 commentaries of Hebrew.
他说他每个礼拜听我讲。
And every week he listened to me.
昨天早上他对我说。
And yesterday morning he told me.
我每次听到所有的书都没有讲出来的东西，我就感谢上帝。
Every time when I heard something you preach that's not recorded in the book, I praise God.
原来我买许多注释书到最重要的境界的时候，都很简单的溜过。很少给我很清楚的解
释。He said, I bought many of your commentaries to the key important point, they just give it.
所以汤姆斯，我每次到美国、到英国、到别的地方去的时候，我最 miss 的不是印尼的风景、印尼的生意、印尼的餐厅、印尼的食物，是我们主日崇拜的讲道。
Reverend Tong, every time I go to many places of the world, the one I miss more is not the food of Indonesia, but the Sunday sermon.
就这样听听听。
So they listen and listen and
listen. 把上帝的道听进去。
And to the word of God, they listen and keep it to the heart.
结果你以真理而为。
So then you are united with the truth.
你明白神要你做一个怎样的基督徒。
You understand what我看 Christian
仇敌饿了给他吃。
When the enemy is hungry,
仇敌渴了给他喝。
When the thirsty give him something to eat,
这是人道。
This is humanity.
这是需要。
This is need.
他身体金钱的需要不是你报复的一次机会。
Physical and financial need is not the chance for you to make a range.
有的人呢当仇敌在困难的时候把他大大的压下去。
When there are people, when enemy is in difficulty, don't oppress them.
用趁着机会使他苦得不得了，表示你比他高一级。
To call everybody to make them suffer so they're higher than they are.
这是小人。
This is a lowly man.
这是非基督徒做的。
This is a non-Christian practice.
我们绝对不可以落井下石，幸灾乐祸。
Absolutely, we cannot put a mouse in the water.
我们的口绝对不可以咒诅，只可以祝福。
Because our mouth will not curse, but only to bless.
韩国人有一句话。
In Korean, there's a saying,
一个咒诅别人的人
the one who curse people,
当他的咒诅没有发出去以前
before even they utter their curses,
先粘在他的嘴唇上
it will first stick to their lips,
他一咒诅人他就跟咒诅连在一起那个咒诅发出去不一定中到那个人
so when they curse, their curse linked to their lips, it may not be hurt the other party, their curse
但是先在你的口上黏住了
But first it stick to your lip first
所以你千万不要做一个笨人
But do not be a fool
那你把应当喝的水给他
When he need to drink, give him drink
把应当吃的东西给他吃
When he need food, give him food
这就是把炭火堆在他的头上
Then you are putting burning coal
就炭火你看
You know this coal, burning coal?
那么这些圣经什么意思呢
Now what's the meaning of this verse?
这些圣经有四个意思
There are four meanings
那今天我不讲我只讲一个
I only say one tonight
因为三个我都不提了
Because I'm not going to mention the other three
在埃及古代的人
You know the Egyptian ancient Egypt
有一种习惯
There is a habit
当一个人认错的时候
When a person will confess
他要在众人面前把一堆的炭火放在面上面
Before the public he want to put a heap of coal on him
炭火在头路上走过的时候大家就知道他内疚知道自己不对
so when he put this and then walked to the public people know that he's in wrong
那么他当他这样做的时候
so when he did it this way
就是无声的对大家宣布我认错
only but to publicly announce that I confess I admit I'm wrong
这个解释是很有意思
and it's very meaningful
因为这个解释就迎合了这件事情真正的意义
because that's the true meaning of this verse
一个人错
but person will
confess 你怎么骂也没有用
no point for you to score him
直到他自己骂自己才有用
until that he score himself
一个人错
but person will do
wrong 你怎么讲怎么攻击也没有用
but how you attack him is no use
直到他自己觉悟才有用
until he realize himself
所以有时候人家不对我们一骂他一为自己辩护
sometimes when people are wrong the more we score the more they defend themselves
你骂他越厉害
The fiercer you scold them,
智慧越厉害
then the more they defend themselves.
所以我告诉你，很少，几乎没有人是给人家骂好的。
There are very few people who are scolded and converted.
但是呢，如果你能劝他
，but if you can exhort him,
你能好待他
，and you deal with them well,
又很严正指出他错在哪
，and very truly point to their wrong.
但是从他自己的错失
then prove your own wrong.
他就到对自己何等不好。
He realized that's no good to him.
对自己不好的是他自己。
And he is no good to himself.
他就懊悔我为什么这样做，这样错，这样殴打自己。
Then he regretted why is that I mounted myself.
然后他自己哭。
Then he cried.
他自己了解。
Then he understands.
知道他错了。
He knew that he's wrong.
你的教育就成功。
Then you are successful in your education.
我告诉你，很多做母亲的教孩子不成功，为什么？
There are many mothers who are not good teachers. You know why?
因为他发脾气的时候。
Because when they lose their temper.
他自己在问题中没有办法解答、解释，没有办法解除孩子的问题。
He himself, she himself is a problem, and she's going to solve the problem of the children.
他自己有问题。
Because she's problematic.
所以呢，孩子。哭的时候
so when the children cry,
他要想怎么解决孩子在哭。
He must think, she must think how to solve the problem of crying.
我的孩子为什么会哭呢？
What's that matter? My child cries.
原来我的孩子现在有一种病在胃里面，他是痛得不得了，所以他哭。
There's the illness in the stomach, and that's why she's so painful. That's why she cries.
但你没有找到原因。
But if you don't find the reason,
你就想气死你，你又在哭，害我不能睡觉。
How can I cry again? I cannot sleep.
所以他就大喊大叫，不要哭。
And don't cry.
我打死你。
I'll beat you to death.
他这样呢，是要解决他的问题。
So she wants to solve the problem of herself.
因为我刚才已经没有睡，已经很辛苦。现在你再吵，你真的害死我。
And just now I couldn't sleep, and now you make crying again.
我告诉你，你气死是没有原因，他苦死，他痛死，你都不知道。
But you wouldn't know the why is the reason for her to cry.
所以一个人自己太多问题，没有办法解答，没有办法解除别人在问题中间的困难。
So when you have many problems, you cannot solve people's problems.
If you try to solve others' problems,
如果你要解决别人的问题
，you should not be in your own problem.
你不应该在自己的问题里面。
If you are still tied in your own problem,
如果你还是被自己的问题所捆绑的话
，you will never be able to solve others' problems.
你永远没有办法解决别人的问题。
这是教育学的原理。
This is the educational principle.
对仇敌也是如此。
The same thing to your enemies.
我们的仇敌
，our enemies
已经做错了。
They are wrong,
抵挡了真理
and they go against the truth,
反对了我们
and they go against us,
用恶意待我们
and also you treat,
他是一个很可怜的人
he is to be pitied,
因为他可能受错的教育
maybe he has been wrongly educated,
在不好的环境长大
and grown up in a bad environment,
不懂得人际之间的关系
and that's not a personal relationship,
没有伦理的标准
he doesn't have ethical standards,
没有人格把应当做的事做出来
he doesn't have the good personality, the good
thing, 这样可怜的人
this kind of pitiful people,
才会对我不好
and that's why it's not good to me,
我现在的看见他饿了
So when I see that he's angry now,
他渴了
he's hungry,
困难上加困难
He has a difficult and difficulties.
我不能因为他有这个困难我就是感谢上帝因为他刚才有那个困难现在有这个困难解决了困难主啊你是公义不是这样
I cannot say because it's a problem I praise God because it's that problem to solve his own problem
我要解决他
I want to solve his problem
身体的需要
and physical need
你的仇敌都饿了
if your enemy would have hungry
给他吃
Feed them.
如果渴了
Firstly,
给他喝
Give them something to drink.
当你给他吃给他喝的时候
When you feed and give them something to drink,
他就心里想
He's thinking,
怎么这个人还对我好
How come this person is good to me?
我对他是不大好
I'm not so good to him.
他对我好
But he's good to me.
那我就受不了
So I cannot bear.
感到我从前不应当那样
In the past, I shouldn't treat him
like that. 我是做错了
I have wrong.
人家不好好的一个人
He's a good man.
我还以为他会害死我
I thought he would murder me.
趁机会使我死
He will kill me.
不是的
No.
他这样对我好
He's good to me.
啊，这样的人呢
These kind of people.
他开始良心发现
So he conscience pricking.
人的道德复兴
When a person's ethic revives,
常常从良心发现开始
He starts from the discovery of their conscience.
一个人做坏事
When a person is an evildoer,
人还对他好的时候
And people are still good to them,
可能帮助他良心发现
Maybe it has to rediscover their conscience.
也可能使他越做越坏
And maybe they will become worse.
但无论如何
But no matter what,
你总要以有可能改善别人的道德
You must use the possibility to change people's ethical conduct.
积极的盼望祷告主成全主教导人的恩典
With a positive hope, you want the God's grace to accomplish upon them.
这世界会更 变成更美的
And this world become more beautiful.
好几次人误会我
There many times people misunderstood me.
人骂我
Scold me.
我静静的
I kept quiet.
我不马上报复
I'm not going to take advantage.
但是我知道呢
I know.
我是在受亏的地步
I'm being wrong against.
我为他祷告
I pray for them.
我照样讲真理
I continue to preach the truth.
而且必要的时候还我为去为他祷告
When there's need, I go and pray for them.
他知道我的原则不变
He knows that I never change my principle.
我对他用爱心 接待他。
By using good to deal with them.
结果等他明白原来他是误会我的时候。
So later when I understood that they misunderstood me.
又知道我知道他误会我还是对他好。
And they knew that I know that they misunderstood me. I'm good to them.
他就自己不好意思。
Then he feel ashamed.
自己不好意思，不好意思，自己感到羞愧，就越来越很想挽回跟我的关系。
So they want to reestablish relationship with me.
良心发作。
And their conscience pricked them.
我就知道神的时间到了。
So I know God's time is up.
必要的时候
when there's a need,
我会好好跟他谈。
I will talk to him.
感谢主。
Praise God.
曾经得罪你的人
the one who has wronged against you,
当他良心发现的时候
when they rediscover their conscience,
你不必报复
you then will take revenge.
问题会解决。
A problem will solve.
因为这个时候他已经自己把炭火放在头上。
Because he himself has put the coal upon him now.
因为你就把炭火堆在他头上。
Because you heap the coal upon his head.
You cause him to have the guilty feeling.
你使他自己感到这个内疚。
You cause him.
你使他感到内疚。
你把炭火放在他头上。
So you put the coal on him.
结果他自己发现头上有炭火。
And now he discovered that there's coal upon him.
他自己承认是他的错。
So he knows his own wrong.
你就得胜了。
Then you are victorious.
所以接下去的话说什么？
So when the following says,
你要用善胜恶。
You must overcome evil with good.
你不可为恶所胜。
And you shouldn't be overcome by evil.
我今天花了一半的时间一直思想这句话的意思。
So I have spent much time to think about this verse.
这句到底在讲什么呢？
What actually does it say?
我告诉你，人被造的时候有个中介性的地位。
When man is created in the position of in betweenness,
in betweenness.
In between us.
这是一个 neutrality.
It's in between us.
那在这善与恶的中间
and in between the good and evil.
在生与死的中间
in between the life and death.
在神与鬼的中间
in between God and Satan.
所以人的位分是个 crucial existence.
So our position is a very crucial existence.
这个位分
and this crucial existence.
是个很痛苦的位分
and very suffering kind of
艰难的位分
difficult position.
是很反合性的位分
and a very paradoxical position.
也是非常危险的位分
also very dangerous position.
Very dangerous, very crucial.
很危险的
就是人的地位
and that's man's position.
人在神与鬼的中间
in between God and evil.
所以上帝要透过我们把他的善彰显出去
God wants through us to manifest his goodness.
上帝要透过我们把光明照耀出去
God wanting through us to show out the brightness.
上帝要用我们把义推行出去
God also wanting to use us to manifest righteousness.
所以上帝 You are my witnesses.
所以神说你是我的见证人
你们是我的见证人
You are my witnesses.
你们的被造
You are created.
要使你们传扬那叫你们出黑暗入光明的奇妙者的美德
So they want to proclaim the good virtue of the one who bring you from darkness to light
We are created, we are redeemed in order to manifest the beauty and the glory of God
我们被造被赎为了彰显神的荣美
所以这是一个目的
So this is the purpose
这是一个还没有彰显出来
This purpose has not been manifested
已经被预定的目的
But it is predestined
我不要单单谈的预定是救赎的问题
I'm not talking about predestined only about salvation
每一次圣经谈预定跟以后为主受苦都有关系
Because every time when the Bible talks about predestination is related to suffering in the future
这是理论上讲预定论的人常常没有注意的观点
So this is something theoretically when predestination they won't pay attention 他是我们
信服基督要我们为他受苦
So when you obey Christ you want to suffer for his sake
所以当以后基督徒受逼迫的时候
So in the future when Christians are being persecuted
他们要用预定论来兼顾自己
So they want to use predestination to strengthen themselves
除了拣选了我
If God has elected me
人能把我怎么样呢
Who can do anything with me
除了为我在父面前祷告
If God has prayed for me before
人能把我怎么样呢
Who can, what can you can deal with me
无论是生是死
No matter it's life or death
今生的事来生的事
today
现在的将来的事
Now in the future
看得见的看不见的事
Visible and invisible things
都不能叫我以上帝爱隔绝
All this will not
为什么呢
Love of God. Why?
因为我们这些人是上帝所拣选的
we are because we are elected by God
是招来的
and we are called
是他称义的
we are also justified
所以我们谈到这个救恩的步骤的时候
so when we talk about order of salvation
我们常常没有想到救赎结果在受苦中间因为蒙拣选 得到最大的力量。
We never know that also in election we are also in suffering, also we are strengthened.
那么在苦难中间
，then in the suffering，
因为神的预定
，because God's presence，
神的能力
，God's power，
我们得到保守
，and we have been kept。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
这样的真理是活的，不是理论的。
This type of truth is a living truth, not theoretical。
所以很奇怪的
，so very strange。
反而受过苦的教会
，and the church who has suffered。
都是兴旺的教会
they are revived
凡是都教会增长
and the church to study our church grow
没有受苦的教会
but never suffer
都是数量增长灵性不增长
they only grow in quantity not spirituality
这个原则呢是富了到现在还学不会的东西
this kind of principle the fuller theology until today they never learned
而中国大陆许多受苦的教会
but for the Chinese church many of suffering
很多人从来不懂什么叫做 church growth
they never study about church growth
他们的教会都在长进
but their church are growing
因为这是生命的原则不是理性的材料
because the life principle not theoretical thinking
整个世界的神学教育需要改革
the whole theological education of the whole world should be changed
需要神的手自己加在里面
because God's hand must interfere
在你面对仇敌的事情上
at a time when you face your enemies
你要学习
you must learn
你要实践
you must practice
真正顺服
truly submit
圣经的真理所讲的原则
and the principle here taught
然后你的灵性就不一样
then the spirituality is
different 求主怜悯我们
God have mercy on us
你不要为恶所胜
do not be overcome by evil
以善胜恶
by using good to overcome evil
因为当你在善恶之间的时候
because when you're between good and evil
只有两个力量要争取你
only two power want to snatch you
魔鬼透过你来反上帝
Satan through you want to oppose God
或者圣灵透过你来反魔鬼
or Holy Spirit through you want to oppose the evil spirit
仇敌在你面前的时候
so when enemies before you
就变成一个真正具体征战的一个场所
it become a true battlefield
因为你用仇敌的仇恨的办法去对付你的仇敌的时候
because when you use your enemy's hatred to deal with the enemy
被恶利用成为恶的工具
then you are being utilized by evil as a tool
但当你给仇敌应当喝的时候给他喝应当吃的给他吃把炭火放在他头上的时候
but when the enemy is hungry you want to feed them when they're thirsty you want to give them something to drink and put coal upon them
被受亏受苦的时候
when you suffer you're wrong against
你是被善所用
You're used, being used by goodness.
流露良善
You also have this goodness to flow out of you. And flow out of the love of God.
以善生活了
Then you use this goodness to overcome
这样的生活
And this kind of life
才是得胜的生活
It's a victorious life.
这样的生活
This kind of life
才叫做丰盛的生活
It's called abundance.
这样的生活
This kind of life
才叫做神的见证的生活
It's called the life of God's witness.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
当你真正明白到这个地步
When you truly understand and this state
那你在这个世界上面
Then in this world,
所向无敌
you have no enemy.
人要把我怎么样的
No matter what, how people will deal with us.
你的自由
It's a freedom.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
有一个牧师
There was a pastor.
他很气我
He hate me actually.
讨厌我
Dislike me.
所以这个人到处演讲
So everywhere he go and preach.
都把归正神学当作异端一样来看待
He would deem the Reformed theology as heretics.
把我当作一个到处破坏别人的人。
And deem me as someone who wants to disrupt people's peace.
他把英国的 James Barr 的书
James Barr's book
对 fundamentalism 的批评
and the critic of fundamentalists
当作我就是那种应当被除掉的教会的里面败类。
And deem myself as someone who has got rid away from the church.
我也从来不替自己辩。
I never defend for myself.
但有一次呢
，One time，
他到我们苏拉巴亚一个教会去。
He went to the church in Surabaya.
大声责备、批判、骂我。
He was rebuking and scolding me.
后来我一个学生送他到飞机场。
So when my student sent him to the airport,
他呢感到人这么尊重他，他很高兴。
He said people respect him, he feels so glad.
会问那个学生说：“你到底在哪里侍奉主
？”And where do you serve? Ask him.
那个学生，我就在唐牧师的教会。
I'm serving Dr. Thompson.
哎呦，他一讲了那句话，又到飞机场，整条二十公里的路不能讲话了。
And then he suddenly kept silent for that 20 kilometers.
为什么
？Why?
因为头上很重，有炭火堆在他。
Because there's a coal upon him so heavy.
到要上飞机之前
，So before he boarded the plane，
他原来你是唐牧师
，So you know Reverend Stephen Tong？
那他是不是照我讲的那样的
？Is it like what I said？
我的学生说不是啊
，My student said no。
叫我们不是这样的
，This is not the way he teach us。
他要我们要把真理讲好
，You want to expound the truth
对
人
要好
，and to good people。
人家对你不好，你要对他好
，And people are not good to you, and you're good to them。
结果呢，他哦是这样就上飞机了
，And then he went to the plane。
后来有一次，人家把我安排跟他一同。在一个这个聚会里面讲到
，There was one people arranged so that we two together put in the same
table。祷告很久，应当不应当去
？So I pray for a long time, whether to go or not。
结果神感动我去
，God touched my heart to go。
跟他见面的时候
When I saw
谈话的时候
I talked to him,
他讲讲照样讲那一批
He still talked the same sermon、
啊、Fundamentalism 怎么样报他以为我就是那种很下台的爱打仗的 fundamentalism
He thought that I'm, that's a very、fundamentalist
等到讲到 spirit of our age
谈到我们这时代的精神
轮到我讲的时候
When it comes to my time,
我就讲到现在的时代有什么精神
I said what kind of spirit do you have in this age
spirit of globalization
全球化的
spirit of compromise
妥协的
the spirit of popularization
这个普遍性的
spirit of 我就 relativism
相对论的
我讲了一些很多喊他讲的完全不一样的
I thought a thing was different from him
发现我一点没有火油味啊
Then it's called there's no firearm in me
所以他的火更大
So the more he burns with the coal.
后来我跟他一同喝茶的时候
So when I have tea with him,
我用非常有礼貌的态度对待他
And you very well mannered, I treated him.
但就问到我的立场
So when talking about stand,
到现在
Until today,
这个人现在的
Now,
每一次见我不好意思的样子
Every time when I see him, he feels so shameful.
为什么呢
Why?
因为我绝对不要被恶所胜
Absolutely, I do not want to be overcome by evil.
我要以善胜恶
By using good to overcome evil.
这几个月听说他病得很重
This few months, I thought, I heard that he is ill.
我们为他祷告
We pray for him.
求主医治他
That God will heal him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear sisters,
他每次想起十多年前每个礼拜报纸一篇文章，一直这一辈一直骂，一直骂我。
When he had thought through that for this decades, he had been scolding me in the newspaper.
他自己现在感到很不舒服
He feels that he's uncomfortable.
我从来没有写一个字去责备他
I never wrote a word to rebuke him.
我没有一次。讲话的时候责备他
Never once in my word I rebuke him
或者在我的讲论中间提到他攻击他
Or in my tongue I rebuke him
我的学生气得要命
Because my students got so angry
他们说他对你讲怎么样
Reverend Tong he deal with this What are you going to do
我说你敢怎么样的
What
do you mean
What do you do I got so him
你很像他哦、
oh, You are like him I say
你像他不像我就不是我的学生
You are like him not like me You're not my student
感谢上帝
Praise God
后来这个学生慢慢也懂了
So later this student learn
这一段圣经很重要
This passage is important
那时候我每次读来读去都不知道什么
Is that study or study never understand
这些都是对我们每一个人讲
This is speaking to each and every one of us
Amen
Amen
你们要不要学
Do you want to learn
学什么
What do you learn
有正义
Learn with justice
但是 有人道
But also humanity
能分辨谁是仇敌
Do you want to discern who is enemies
但是不恨他
But do not hate them
受过苦
You have been wrong against
不记恨
But you never
受过亏
suffering you have been wrong against
不报仇
But you never take revenge
知道人的缺点在哪里
You know who are weaknesses of people
不幸灾乐祸
But you never happy because
不落井下石
And you never put them to shame
你为他祷告
You want to pray for them
求主赐福给我
God bless us
给我们用这样的原则
Isn't this our principle
建立人际关系
To establish human relationship
这样的
Then,
上帝的爱
God's love
上帝的善
God's goodness,
上帝的真理
God's truth,
上帝的义
God's righteousness,
上帝的圣洁
and God's holiness,
上帝的光
God's light,
透过我们
through us,
普照大地
will be manifested.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
我们站起来
Let us rise.